no need to feel down. I bet your man. It's just a off the ground. I bet your man. Cause you're in a new town. There's no need to get up. I bet your man. There's a place you can go. I bet your man. When you're short on your nose, you can't stand. Now do you look like medieval?
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday morning. Cover your ears, go and hide, because the idiots are on the loose. Oh, yes. Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday, is live, and we're going to have a great day, as always. Today, of course, I'm the scorekeeper, and we're just going to get this one going and blowing, folks. Yes, better listen. Sports Talk with the Guys. Sports Talk with the Guys. Oh, you bet we do. Hell yeah. Sports Talk with the Guys. Yes, indeed. As mentioned, I am the scorekeeper, folks. Wow, what a glorious morning. I know we're going to go over some of the scores over the past few days. A lot of stuff going on in sports, as always, thank goodness. And I think that's one of the lamest lines to say. A lot of stuff going on in sports. I know we're going to be talking about the Kershaw contract. Hey, we might even talk about Peyton Manning and how the play calling is going. And I know the big news, if money talks, the Dodgers are practically shouting. There is no doubt about that, folks. I got to tell you, it is a lot. I got to tell you, a lot of stuff is going on. And in the calendar for today, before we do anything else, well, of course, today, Clippers are at Indiana, the Kings are at Detroit, and the Ducks are at St. Louis. For tomorrow, the Lakers are at Toronto. And that's pretty much what is on the schedule, folks. Now, of course, we do have the playoff games, which are tomorrow at noon on Channel 2 in the AFC, New England, number 2, at number 1, Denver. And then the NFC game on Channel 11 at 3:30 p.m. Yes, folks, all times are Pacific, so get over it. Number 5, San Francisco at number 1, Seattle. Yes, I said it. And then, of course, we're going to have some other stuff happen for a few days. And anyway, and then, of course, we have the Super Bowl on Channel 11 this year on February 2nd. So there you are, folks. Wow. Gotta tell you. Like I said, the lamest line of all, there's a lot of stuff going on in sports. And indeed they are. Don't forget to follow us at ndbmedia.net. And this channel's Twitter feed, of course, is ndbsports. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook, Sports Talk with the Guys. So let us know you like us. Let us know you want to follow us. And, folks, please, we are desperate. Think about it. We do sports on Saturday morning. How does that tell you? And, folks, let's just get this out of the way. I got to come clean right now. Just going to do it because I have to. Yes, I must do this. So just bear with me and see if I make this happen. I need a technician here. Where the hell is it again? Here we go. His name is the Big Dog. His name is the Big Dog. He's a big dog. Who let the big dog out? I guess I did. Good morning, Big Dog. How are you doing this early fairly fine morning.
I'm doing just okay. How are you doing?
Doing well, big dog. I see that you're in the chat room. Thank you for joining me. So, I got to tell you, man, lots of stuff going on, buddy. The Dodgers are really shouting from the rooftops that they're going to spend money like no one else.
Yes, they are, and they've already shown that by, excuse me, the stupid cough, but of course by signing Clayton Kershaw to that 7-year, $215 million contract. Unbelievable. Now, you're the baseball guru, so is Clayton Kershaw the best pitcher in baseball? According to his contract, you're saying yes, but in your humble opinion, is he the best in baseball right now?
No.
Okay.
Hey, look, folks, we can whine and we can complain about all the amount of these players and how much they're earning. The reality is management is stupid. They're paying on the hope that they're going to be able to deliver. And if anyone who knows any better, we know that it's just not going to happen. And two, management is stupid. And three, management is stupid. And four, well, let's just go with the trifecta. Management is stupid. They say that is what the going rate is. No. Yet again, another team other than the Yankees sets the going rate. The Yankees in the last 10 years set the standard on one contract, and that was the A-Rod contract where they screwed up. And, hey, serves them right. Serves them right for being stupid. And look at what happened to them. One of the most incredible talents in the world, I said it, and they bet, and they lost big time. So, hey, you know, Kershaw, when you compare his numbers, and everyone has, to what pitchers have done at his age, yeah, they're right up there. So that's all the love I'm going to blow on, big dog. Management is stupid. That's just the way it is. Good for them. Good for Clayton Kershaw. Good for him.
Yes.
I'm glad he got the money. I'm happy for Clayton Kershaw. But, Clayton, here's my warning to you, dude. Do not whine about your lot in life. If the Dodgers want to trade you 3 years from now, remember, you got an out in year five. If you ever complain about your lot in life, I'm going to hunt you down, you whatever. So there you go. There's my warning to Clayton Kershaw. Just shut up, take the money, and just remember, when things are going to go bad, they're still paying you. So shut up. Okay, big dog, ready to go?
And, you know, it's very creative contract negotiations, as usual, you know, per the lawyers and stuff like that. His salary for next year, for 2014, will only be $4 million. And for salary arbitration purposes, it'll be $6.57 million. And, of course, he got an $18 million signing bonus. So, kudos to all the lawyers involved, you know, to work the way around all of the loopholes that they always find, you know, that even though it's supposed to be a hard cap or a soft cap or whatever type of cap it is, you know, get enough lawyers around and pay them enough money, they're going to find a way around it, and they sure did. You know, so even though he's going to be earning technically $30.7 million a year for the next 7 years, next year his official salary will only be $4 million.
Well, this is what teams will do to get around the rules that they themselves have set up. And that is the amazing thing, is that they're going to go ahead and violate the rules themselves. So, again, next time they're stuck with a contract, hey, it's only you idiots. But congratulations, management. You have your following, your throngs, that will continue to allow you to – actually, they will subsidize your stupidity and your cowardice. So good for you guys. Clayton Kershaw, way to go, dude. Your numbers have been outstanding. You're doing well. Maybe you'll be able to win a big game every now and then. So congratulations to you, Clayton Kershaw. And I wish the Dodgers well, knowing that they continue to spend money. But unlike the Yankees, we actually won after a little while, and the Dodgers haven't yet. So congratulations, Dodgers. It's not money. It's not only money. It takes actual genius. But Stan Kasten is a baseball guy. I like the fact the Dodgers have Stan Kasten. This guy knows baseball. And I expect the Dodgers to be able to do well soon enough. But you gotta fall, because when you have all that much money, you really don't think, as evident by the Clayton Kershaw deal. So, there we go, big dog.
$18 million
bonus. Oh, my God. You know, he gets that all up front, and it's like if something ever goes wrong with the contract, Dodgers can never claim anything to that bonus. It's a gift for signing.
Yep. That's, like I said, you know, he's got a sweet deal. I mean, he's been putting, you know, up numbers the last few years. Of course, he's won the Cy Young 2 out of the last 3 years. So I guess this was their, the conglomerate that owns the Dodgers. I guess this was their way of thanking him, I guess. I don't know. But anyways, what I was going to ask you was, so far, if my memory serves, none of these 7-year contracts have, or 8-year or 10-year contracts, none of them have ever worked out, correct?
You name me one, big dog. And now, folks, when we have to define what we mean by worked out, look, Kevin Brown had one of the first massive 7 years, $105 million. Remember that, folks. 7 years, $105 million. It was signed in 1989. And Kevin Brown was hurt one complete season, and he was hurt part of another. And then he was traded away, I believe, in the final or second to last year of the contract. So the Kevin Brown deal, he actually was good 3 out of 4 years, if I remember correctly. But other 3 years were just not good. He was either hurt, not playing, or whatever. So I think we're going to have to determine what a long-term contract, one that works out, is. And frankly, I am still hard-pressed to find one. Now,
how is CeCe doing?
Barry Bonds.
I mean,
big dog.
Okay.
The Barry Bonds contract that he signed, I believe in 1994 or 1996, was a 6-year deal. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that might be one of the only long-term contracts ever to work out.
Well, yeah.
And it was a 6-year deal.
Yes.
Well, but he showed up every day, so go figure. I guess it was a good investment on everyone's part.
That's true. Now, CeCe Sabathia, his was a, excuse me, his is a 7-year contract, right? How is he doing in his contract?
It's a 7-year contract, and he is now he received a 1-year extension. So I don't know what you want to call it, whether it be 8 years or not. But in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012. 9, 10, 11, 12. First 4 years of the contract, he did what management paid him to do. This year, he lost tremendous amounts of weight, and he had problems. So you know what I want to tell the big boy? Shut up and start eating, dude. Get back to your weight. I don't care if your ERA is lower than your weight or higher than your weight. I don't care, dude, but go eat again. You need to get fat so you can throw that 95-mile-an-hour fastball, because a 92, 93-mile-an-hour CeCe Sabathia is ineffective. Go eat, big boy, and I swear to God, I'll buy you a Happy Meal at McDonald's.
You should put that out there. Okay, personally buy him a Happy Meal.
I'm going to do that on our sports page right now, big dog. I'm going to say CeCe Sabathia. Okay. All right, go ahead, big dog. Why don't you continue while I phrase that comment?
Okay. Now, over with Detroit Tigers, Max Scherzer, he agreed to a 1-year deal. If I'm not mistaken, it was a 1-year deal. Yes. Of course, he was an American League Cy Young Award winner. He got a deal worth $15,525,000 that was to avoid salary arbitration. And, of course, he still has free agency looming less than a year away. But nice little chunk of change if you can get it for a 1 year. Now, of course, Scherzer was 21-3 with a 2.90 ERA with 240 strikeouts this past season. He made $6,725,000 last year, so it's an incredible bump in salary. And as soon as scorekeeper comes back, I will get his thoughts on this and see what he feels if this, you know, as we all say, guys, we don't begrudge any of these players for the money that they're getting. I personally don't think anybody is worth any of that type of money. You know, I don't think anybody's worth anything, no matter who you are. But if you can get it, it's out there. Get it while you can because your careers are so, so short. Some sports are much shorter than others. Get everything while you can, guys, and save that money because we were so many pratfalls and pitfalls of all these players that go broke after they leave professional sports. So if you can get it while you can get it, guys, I have no problem with that. And as I said, $15,525,000. What do you think about that one, scorekeeper?
Again, good for him. I think his numbers justify it. And guys, the only way we can talk about this is to realize what the environment of baseball is. Of baseball, it has the salaries because of the cable deals, because of the television deals, because of the fan attendance. All of the advertising that goes into this, it's just incredible. Everyone says that football America's sport is right on because of the billions of dollars. Well, I had to phrase it correctly. I was going to maybe accidentally say the pastime. But when you look at baseball, who is not in any trouble whatsoever, and just look at the numbers, baseball is doing just fine. Thank you very much. Anyone who says otherwise, you know, hey, who gives a shit? I mean, quite frankly, who gives a shit what you say? Because it doesn't matter not. Baseball will continue to survive, and it will move forward. And anyone who says that the numbers are down, you know, yeah, and? My Lord, these people are so stupid sometimes. Why don't you go play in your basement and go and play recon or whatever it is that you're playing? Because that's the closest you're ever going to get to a woman is on a recon mission. So let it go. All right, big dog. Sorry, that was my anger-filled one.
Okay. Now, from the Nationals, Jordan Zimmermann avoided salary arbitration by signing a 2-year, $24 million contract with the Nationals yesterday. So he was 19-9 with a 3.25 ERA with 161 strikeouts for the Nationals last year. What do you feel about that deal? He's 27 years old.
Again, he's under 30. We've learned what that means now, Big Dog. Good baseball.
Yeah.
I think that is one. I'm going to interrupt you, Big Dog, because we do have a caller. We're going to bring him in from the glorious Southeast County, which is now Southwest of me, and we're going to bring him in live. I don't have a song for him yet, but I probably have one, you know, the Electric Boogaloo or something. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe a breakdance pops up. But, no, I'm not going to do that for Thomas right now, but I'm going to bring Dream on. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good morning, Roger. How's it going, man?
I'm doing real well. I know that you clicked on early, so you want in. What's going on, pal?
Oh, man, I got excited. I mean, we're talking a lot of big sports news right now. We got big contracts coming up. We got huge stuff with the playoffs for football, so, I mean, I had to get in kind of early. So I set my alarm a whole 20 minutes early just for you, man.
Thank you, Thomas. I'm sorry I did keep you on hold for 3 minutes, but I already had my rant, my induced rant. It didn't, you know, Big Dog, it didn't take you very much to get me going this morning, did it?
It usually doesn't.
I'll have to remember that next time my wife gets on my case. Hey, babe, it usually doesn't, okay? So get off my case. But that's neither here nor there. The couch potato is in the house. I'm going to bring him in right now. Let's do the intro so he'll get off my case. I think I should play this one for Sonny this morning. Actually, this one should have been Thomas's, but I'm going to play it for Sonny.
Sonny's getting two songs today.
I am too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love going to
yeah, right. Oh, yeah, baby. Sonny Clark, the hottest Wookiee man, is in the house!
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Nope, shut up and listen. Shut up and listen.
I am too sexy for the land. Too sexy for the land. Go catch up.
Oh, my God. The visions of Sonny Clark doing a striptease have now spiked beyond belief. Oh, my God, Sonny Clark. Steven, I'm sorry I did
God,
that. I apologize.
You want to have nightmares for a month.
I think I'm scarred for life. Good morning, Sonny Clark. Of course, we have the hardest working man in sports. We have the Dream on with us, the big dog, and I am your humble servant. Let me try that again. And I'm your... Screw it. I am the Lord Dictator Scorekeeper. There you go.
Got it.
Yeah,
all right. I was going to say humble servant. You would scare me.
Yeah, it was, dare I say, very hard to say this morning, but far be it for me. So, you guys have been hearing a lot of morning news. There are a lot of contracts that are being signed in baseball. A lot of teams have been getting the deals done. They're very reasonable. But, folks, when you look at the numbers compared to even just a few years ago, these numbers are just astronomical. So, fine. It's the way things are in baseball. When you can get a scrub to be paid $2 million a year, ladies and gentlemen, the economy is going well, so there you are. Big Dog, any more signings, or did you want to solicit commentary from our esteemed colleague here?
Well, I wanted to talk about Chris Davis, of course, the American League home run king. Got away cheap, I guess, if you want to call it cheap. He signed a one-year deal for $10.35 million. With all the numbers and money that's been thrown around with all these other players that we were just talking about, leading the American League in home runs and playing 160 games. He batted .286 with 167 RBIs and 103 runs scored. And as I said, Baltimore got away cheap at only $10.3 million. What do you guys think?
Sonny Clark, $10 million from a guy who wasn't even around last year.
Respectful. I think that's, you know, he wasn't around, but at the same time, you got to understand who the guy is from before. You got to have to respect the numbers, because the numbers are there, and even if he had a little drop in them, they wouldn't be too bad. I don't mind that sign. That one's halfway decent at least, but it is a lot of money.
Hey, Dream. You heard about it. How are we going to call you? Are you the Dream, or are you the I'm Too Sexy? You tell me, Dream. What's it going to be? How are we going to address?
Just call me. Huh?
Well, I was going to say, of all of us, you would be the one that would say I'm Too Sexy. So, and I said that platonically. So. What's it going to be there, Dream?
You can just call me Thomas for now, man. Just keep it going there. And we'll
figure out
a song later.
I doubt we're going to be calling you Thomas for a long time. So go ahead, Thomas. Why don't you add whatever you want to add?
I was just looking up huge contracts in baseball, and I came across something pretty darn interesting. I got to talk about this because, you know, you're a fellow Yankee fan. Babe Ruth, widely regarded as one of the greatest baseball players ever, right, had an estimated $910,696 for his entire career. Now, if you adjust that for inflation right now, that would be worth $13,979,283, more or less. And when asked whether he thought he deserved to earn $80,000 a year, while the president, Herbert Hoover at the time, had only $75,000 salary, Ruth remarked, What the hell has Hoover got to do with it? Besides, I had a better year than he did.
Hey, guys, I had not heard the first part of that quote. I always heard the second part where he says, I had a better year than Hoover. I didn't know he said, what the hell has Hoover got to do with it? Had you guys heard that quote before? That big dog, are you?
I haven't.
I've heard that one before, yeah. That's funny.
Well, you have me at a disadvantage. Well, go ahead, Thomas, because I don't know if you or Sonny Clark heard this morning, but I actually admitted that one of the best long-term contracts ever signed was a six-year deal, and I'll give you the details on it right now. It was signed in 1993, and it was signed by the San Francisco Giants. Do you guys know who I am talking about, Sonny Clark? In 1993, the player was signed to a six-year deal.
Okay, I was just away talking to my wife. What did you say there, scorekeeper? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Big Dog, he was telling his wife about the I'm Too Sexy song. Oh, my Lord. Okay. I said in 1993, the San Francisco Giants signed a player to a six-year deal. Do you know who that player was?
1993... It couldn't have been Barry Bonds.
Yes, it was Barry Bonds.
1993.
Barry Bonds. Whoa,
what?
Is 336.
Was it 93?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You're actually questioning me. 336, 46 home runs, 53 RBIs. In 1994, he hit 312 with 37 home runs, 81 RBIs in 112 games. In 95, he hit 294 with 33 home runs and 104 RBIs. In 1996, he hit 308 with 42 home runs and 129 RBIs, and I believe I skipped over 95, where he hit, no, I said 95, and in 97, he hit 291 with 40 home runs and 101 RBIs, and I know he got several extensions, but in 98, he hit 303 with 37 home runs, 122 RBIs. And then in 1999, Barry Bonds had probably his only off year. He hit 262 with 34 home runs and 83 RBIs in 102 games. And then he rebounded in 2000 when he hit 306 with 49 home runs.
When he started taking
runs.
The steroids.
it looks like he started taking the steroids when he was with San Francisco. Guys, if you want to look at a long-term deal, that may be the only long-term deal that has panned out. Big Dog.
Yes, sir.
Well, did you want to comment on that?
No, I mean, he put the numbers up. I mean, as you said, he only had pretty much one bad year, and this was pre-steroid Barry Bonds. I mean, as we, you know, we've all talked about, he was on his way to the Hall of Fame. Till, you know, he screwed himself up and got that big head with little balls, and then, you know, we know all the rest, but, I mean, he was an incredible player and athlete before steroids. It's too bad that his legacy has been tainted by it, though.
Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you guys don't want to add to the conversation?
I'm sad by the steroid stuff, you know. It hurts because, you know, I'm a lover of the game. You know, I'm a lover of talent versus talent, you know, not gimmicks, not any other tools, you know, however they decide to use it, you know, but, you know, what are you going to do? It is what it is. He decided to go with what he did, and you know, you can't really. It affects how you look at him for the rest of his career. You know, if he wants to screw his career up like that, then that's fine. You know, that's his choice. You know, you can't stop somebody from making poor choices, but you just deal with it afterwards. You know.
Sonny Clark, hardest working man in sports. And we may have lost him for the time being. I think he just stepped. Oh, there he is. He came in on another line. Sonny Clark. Yes,
yep.
There you are.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna I think I've changed my opinion about Barry Bonds. Yes, he. I sent you that thing on your page that one day about a month or two ago about that coach in the minor leagues, and he explained it to me to where I completely understand it. You know, Barry Bonds is known as the guy that, you know, destroyed baseball. And I'm not, I think I'm taking the step back on that. Barry Bonds is the best hitter in baseball ever. I mean, granted, everybody, I just not falling for the fact that Barry Bonds is the only one that ever done it. I'm not falling for the fact, I'm going to go back to Canseco. And Canseco had it all figured out, and he said it in his book. He said at least 85% of the players were on the stuff. So, you know what? He was still the best player in baseball, even on the stuff. Yeah, I'm just not falling for it. I think I'm done worrying about whether or not Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. Of course he should be in the Hall of Fame. He's the best hitter in baseball. Yeah, if it's not one era doing something, it's another era. And believe me, this is not the last. It's going to be in about 5 years. There's going to be something else that's going to be popping up, and it's going to involve other players as well. Every era has its own black eye, and so the new era is going to have something. We'll figure out what it is.
Mr. Clark, I accept your confession and your penance. Well, that will be given to you off air, but I forgive you for changing your mind, and we shall move on. So that's good. Sonny Clark, that's some interesting conversation or comments. I like that. But folks, I actually want to take a moment. Matt Alvarez is in the chat room, but I want to go back to Sonny Clark, the couch potato. I don't know if he announced it, but I'm going to announce it for him, folks, and I'm going to play this song from him because I love the guy. And this is just for him because, folks, I don't know if you know this, but last weekend something big happened to the couch potato, and now he is the biggest chief among all chiefs. So here we go.
Talking about...
Oh, wrong one. Sorry, not Wonder Woman. His name is Couch, who's in the Hall of Fame. Couchito's in the house this morning. I'm going to cut it there. Sonny Clark, congratulations on your ascendancy to the Major League the Triple-A.
Yeah,
Hall of
Triple-A.
Fame, Sonny Clark, congratulations.
Triple-A Minor League Football Hall of Fame, yeah. I got it for the broadcast on the football. And I thought it was very, very, very generous but at the same time, I wish I would have had an opportunity to go out there because I heard that Miles Davis was there. He was the keynote speaker. And those that don't know who Miles Davis is the inventor of the run and shoot in football. So he was the keynote speaker there at the banquet. So I would love to be there for that. I'm trying to find someone who's at least got the video on it so I can at least feel like I attended and got to see the thing. And also in the Hall of Fame Bowl, the veterans, the Hall of Famers beat the so-called Coyotes, who were the champions in their AAA minor league football league. They were the champions, and they got beat by 3 points in the game by the Hall of Famers. So I thought that was really interesting as well. So good stuff. And like I said, I wish I would have been able to make it out to Palm Springs, but that just wasn't in the cards this year. So I'm going to try to get out there for the 2015 inductees so I can at least hang out with the guys.
Sonny Clark, again, from all of us who admire you, respect you, and consider you a compatriot, we are proud of you, and I'm not being condescending. But, Mr. Clark, if there is anyone that has contributed to sports, and I'm not only talking about the NFL, baseball, hockey, NASCAR, basketball, all the big sports, you have contributed on all levels of sports, from the lingerie league to the legends, to indoor football, to high school sports. Sonny Clark, you are a trailblazer. And it is fun when I am your co-pilot for some of those events. It has been an absolute kick in the pants, as Sonny Clark would say. And dare I say, dude, I'm glad to know you. Congratulations. I'm proud of you, buddy, because with what you do for sports, wow!
And I mean it.
Well, I appreciate that. And I just handed my schedule over to my wife because she wanted to know what my schedule was until June. And counting last night's game, I had 48 games that we were going to call up until June. So we're going to be busy, busy, busy calling games. It's a fun thing. And I love it, the fact that we just actually tripped into it, too. That's the fun thing about this whole thing, is we kind of just tripped into it. And it's always those things that you trip into are always the things that you remember the most. So it's going to be something, and it'll be fun. So we'll just keep riding the storm until they say we can't do it anymore.
I appreciate that, Sonny Clark. We're going to go back to the Big Dog, and then we're going to go back to Thomas, because I know we still have quite a bit more news. Big Dog, go ahead, pal. Continue. What else did you want to go over? Because there were some other significant signings in addition to Scherzer. The Angels made a few as well. St. Louis, and even the Dodgers picked up their last two remaining eligible. So there's quite a bit of news out there, boys. What else do you want to go to, Big Dog?
Well, of course, the big news is your former third baseman, of course, was suspended for the entire year. And then, of course, he turned around, and he is now suing Major League Baseball and
I was just joining you with Alan when I said and.
What do you think of this, since you are the Yankee man?
Well, I'm actually going to go to Thomas, because I interrupted Big Dog, and he's also suing the Major League Baseball Players Association for not doing their job. Thomas, share some of the love, your comments on this, before I go ahead and comment.
Well, we all knew that was coming. I mean, the only other place besides California that's lawsuit happy is New York. That's where all the high-powered lawyers are, aside from California. So, I mean, you kind of expected this. He's going to hang on like a little spoiled brat when you tell him no. You know, he's like the bad child in the supermarket that wants that chocolate-covered cereal or the sugary cereal, and you tell him no, and they start kicking and screaming in the aisle. Now, that's how he's acting right now, and that's how he deserves to be treated. You know, he's lying one way or the other. Either he said he didn't do it at all, or he said he did it before and now he's not doing it, or you can't keep the story straight, you know, and if he tries to pull any of this crap in court, you know, I'm sure it's all going to come out of the woodwork and be like, well, you said this, now you're saying that, and he's just going to look like an idiot, you know, so there's no grounds for anything for him. As far as like having a good character in the whole matter, so you know I don't see where he's coming from. Trying to play like he's being the one being injured when he's clearly the one that got himself into this mess in the first place.
You know, folks, and thanks for that, Thomas. What an image of the little child. You know, Sonny, Big Dog, I want to, if I were able to ask A-Rod, I would have to say, who the hell is advising you, dude? Because you now seem like the gambler at the blackjack table that went in with $1,000 and you're down to 20 bucks and you're still in. When do you get out, dude? You have gambled it all. Whoever is guiding you, probably your cousin, I mean, he pricked you, so he might as well be guiding you as well. You're getting bad advice, A-Roy, and now you're suing the union. The union, which stood by you, supported you and did everything, it's going to be very difficult for you to prove that the union failed to do their job. How do I know? I know, A-Roy. Trust me.
I am a shop steward and a part-time union rep, and I know what my fiduciary requirement was. You're shit out of luck, Aroy. It's going to be very... you know, if the rep is stupid, there's nothing you can do about it. But if he does what he's supposed to, shows up, makes his case, you're effed. You're effed, Aroy, and there's nothing you can do about it. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the world of representation. And this is from an activist. So... whoever is guiding you, Aroyd, is guiding you in the wrong way. You're not going to get anything against the union. As a matter of fact, I think this could go badly against you. This is conduct unbecoming of a member. He could be charged, and anyone in baseball can charge, well, a baseball player can charge Aroyd with conduct unbecoming. And if he actually is charged, and there is a court for this in the union, which I'm sure the bastard will say is a kangaroo court, he can actually lose active membership status, and you can be fined, and it will be taken out of your salary. There's nothing you can do about it because it's in the contract, and you may lose your rights to all of your images, your likeness, all that stuff that's sold. The Major League Baseball Players Association will be able to keep it. Aroyd, you need money, and you're gambling what little you have left. You're an idiot. You are an idiot. I want to know where your mama is, because your mama should have whipped you already for being stupid. You know, mamas used to do that.
She's in one of the 10 mama. Extra houses that he bought her.
Sonny Clark, your comments, please.
Well, I watched the 60 Minutes with the guy. Did you guys watch that after the football game on Sunday?
I heard it.
It was ridiculous. it was absolutely ridiculous. And I'll be honest. When I watched this guy, I think he's strung out on something. I mean, he couldn't sit straight. He either had, Alzheimer's or not Alzheimer's, but what's the thing Michael J. Fox has? The guy couldn't sit still. Seemed like he had worms, crawling through his body, but he was credible. And the funny thing about that whole thing is I hate to say this because it's along the Barry Bonds thing. No one, I know you guys care, and I know you're ticked off about it, but really, no one cares except baseball. The player himself. If Aroyd showed up in any ballpark, he's going to have a big portion of the reason why it comes close to selling out. You say what you want, but the steroid thing and everything, and the fact that he's habitual, yeah, that's the reason why he should be out. I mean, if you're going to do it, you shouldn't get caught. Hey, he doesn't have anybody, by the way, advising him. If you listen to that guy, nothing is ever done without Aroyd's seal of approval. He's making his own decisions to, shoot himself in the foot. Getting busted once, as fans, we're getting okay with that. Second, okay, we can live with it. This would be now the third incident, if not more. So there's no one feels sorry for Aroyd, but at the same time, no one cares. So I'm going back to the fact that the regular fan doesn't care about this. In fact, they're just sick of hearing about it. So they may have done what they're supposed to do. Nothing in 2014, so maybe we'll get lucky and not see him in 2015. Maybe he won't stay in shape, and maybe he won't go out there. But I'll tell you, $25 million, I'd go out there with a broken leg. Yeah, I was going to say something else. $25 million, it's going to take a lot to keep him off of the baseball field, regardless how much money he has.
Wow. I appreciate that, Sonny. That's a cool opinion. I like that. Big Dog, share some love on that. What are your comments on it?
I'm just glad it's over. I mean, I agree with Sonny. I was tired of hearing about this. In the court of public opinion, he's been guilty for years.
Yeah.
He's been lying through his teeth, you know, either, you know, like Thomas said, you know, oh, I did it before, but I'm not doing it now, or no, I never did it before, you know, oh, my cousin tricked me, I didn't know anything about it, so, you know, that's, you know, he just can't get his story straight. You know, he got caught. He was the only one that decided to fight the suspensions. Everyone else was like, okay, I got caught. Yeah, I did it. I'll take my penance and my punishment, and so be it. And A-Roy just was adamant about the fact that he thought he was above everyone else and decided, no, I'm not going to admit to this. I don't care, you know, how many people say they saw me take the shot or I was given the shot, I'm going to fight this till my last breath. And he's still trying to fight this, and, you know, he's just making it worse for himself, where people are just sick and tired of hearing about this whole thing. You know,
yeah.
Everyone knows he knows he did it, and, you know, just take your damn punishment and try and come back in 2015 if the Yankees are going to let you. Now, the Yankees, of course, with this punishment, can possibly try and void the contract. We've talked about this in the past. Who knows if it's going to happen or not, but, you know, we may have seen the last of Alex Rodriguez as far as a baseball player.
Guys, here's the interesting thing, and I'm not sure if you caught this, but the Yankees have, oh, well, okay. Guys, first of all, Sonny, I haven't seen 60 Minutes because, first of all, I thought it was incredibly improper for baseball to have been interviewed. There may be an unfair labor practice claim there. I understand that when A-Roy filed his suit, he had to reveal the details of the arbitration agreement.
Hey, scorekeeper. Yes. Scorekeeper, let me interrupt you really quick. It wasn't Major League Baseball that was interviewed.
It was Tony Bosch.
Bosch.
Yeah.
And,
well,
but they, but
I
here's the thing. Stern did
free.
Go
Hold
in
on,
there
guys.
at the end of it, and he was interviewed at the end of it too. So I marked that. I take that back. I didn't watch Stern because I don't like listening to him because he's just as full of shit as A-Roy.
Well, wait a minute, guys. I thought Manfred, the baseball executive of operations, was interviewed.
No, it was Bosch was the big deal. I mean, he was the guy who they had on as the lead, the big lead, and then they brought on the commissioner to talk about it.
Okay,
so.
Well, fair enough. Well, there you go. That is improper. When A-Roy filed his lawsuit immediately, the details of the punishment, all the evidence and everything came free because A-Roy wanted his lawsuit for all that stuff to be, you know, kept quiet. And the judge says, dude, if you're suing on it, there's no way we can keep it quiet. So A-Roy was screwed. Now the genuine details of the proof and all this is coming out into the light. And look at everyone in the blogosphere. Everything
yep.
that they were claiming is false. Everything everyone was talking about is false. So let me continue with the train of thought, Big Dog. Baseball, and the Yankees in particular, they're moving like any other employer is. The Yankees have already said publicly twice, A-Rod, he is an asset to the Yankees, and we cannot wait till he returns in 2015. And there were two different public statements by the Yankees saying, you know what, you've been punished. Shut up, A-Rod. We're past this. We're waiting for you to come back in 2015. Those are two incredibly positive statements. But if you think about it, it goes back to what I've been saying for months now. Baseball has been trying to tell A-Roy, shut up, play the game, and move on. Sometimes you have to take one for the team. And A-Roy's not listening. He's being a petulant little child. And now baseball has gotten past this, and they're saying, hey, dude, let's move on. They're acting like typical employers, guys. Baseball's past this already, and they're already moving on to the next thing. But A-Roy is being that petulant child. So it's going to be bad. But baseball opened themselves up to a possible unfair labor practice claim when they went on the interview. They still should have kept quiet because if I'm not mistaken, well, again, I haven't seen the interview, so I don't know what the commissioner said. But if he referenced specifics about the Aroy case before his lawsuit was filed, that's revealing personal information, guys. Employers can't do that. It doesn't matter who and what you are. You can't do that. So that's the only thing I would have to say about that.
Scorekeeper, since when does Major League Baseball care about the right way of doing things? I mean, we've been talking about baseball doing the wrong thing for the wrong time for the longest time. The whole thing, it's Major League Baseball and its ego. What you're saying is Major League Baseball has moved on. Yeah, they've moved on, but wait a second. As much as I hate this whole thing, Aroy's almost got a point to say, hey, I have a right to fight for this. If those guys want to go ahead and accept the punishment for something that they did, that's totally up to them. Just because they're doing it doesn't mean that I have to do it. Now, is that arrogant? Yes, but guess what? He has a right to be that way. Say what you want. And I'm not saying he has a right to be arrogant because he's a good baseball player. I'm saying he has a right to be arrogant just because he's a member of the United States. Regardless of the thing, he has the opportunity to say whatever he wants. Now, granted, this whole thing is stupid, and we've been talking about it. But here's the thing. I'm almost proud of A-Rod not letting it go. Now, listen, you haven't caught me on anything. You're taking hearsay word, regardless of the situation, and the evidence that they have, and you guys are saying, he's saying, prove it. Okay? Now, they proved it in Major League Baseball eyes, but he's never been tested after that point as a Yankee. He's got a very valid point in this whole thing, and I think I'm almost saying to myself, hey, if he had the masking medications that were doing that good of a job and they can't prove it and they're just going to take the word of some loser dude. Let me tell you something. This boss dude, he is he's credible, but he's still a scumbag. I'm almost on A-Rod's side on this. I know that's a stretch, but the fact that he hasn't been tested positive for anything is a huge thing too. So, and I know there's lots of evidence, and I know that's all there. But you know what? It still boils down to the same thing of Barry Bonds. They did not test. Well, Barry Bonds never tested positive. So, you know, I think I'm on the player's side.
Sonny, I'm glad that you are. I believe in the player having his rights and everything. But, Sonny, here we go. He went through his procedure, and it's done. Mm-hmm. An arbiter under the rules ruled, and, you know, hey, that's it. He has every right to continue to fight this in the court, and he's doing so. Merry Christmas for him. Sonny, he's not going to win this one because I can give you a little bit of case law in that baseball – and the Players Association have established rules. It's called collective bargaining. And how they go about it, they followed it religiously. So,
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Okay.
He is going to lose this thing. There's no way in hell he's going to win it. And I agree with you and Major League Baseball. Just shut up about it and let's move on. I get it, but he also has the right to make his noise, too.
And he's doing so, and the rest of us are all like, dude, it's done, you know.
Yep.
Move on. But Big Dog, any other comments real quick on that?
No. You guys have very eloquently stated your cases.
All right. Well, Thomas, did you want to add to that?
I would, but I'm pretty loud out here right now, so I'm going to jump back on here if I could.
Okay, well, if you want to add to it right now, go ahead. The only one that we have that complains about the background noise is Cliff, and he's not here right now, so it's okay.
Okay, well, all right, hold on. Some freaking jumbo jets passing me by, I guess.
We heard it. We actually heard it. Yeah. Wow, way to go, dude. Go ahead.
Anyway, I was just saying, you know, I repeat myself a little bit, but, you know, A-Rod just acting like a spoiled child. You know, he has his rights to be an idiot for as long as he wants. But at the end of the day, you know, it's just bringing more attention to it. And the more public opinion gets involved, the more Major League Baseball realizes, hey, backing this guy isn't going to help us anymore. So they're going to take off, and they're going to abandon him.
Wow, all right, Thomas, I appreciate that. Hey, Thomas, let's switch gears real quick. Sorry, big dog. But any news on what possibly could be happening in the world of NDB Media? Anything you want to share with us or even tease us with, Thomas, you sexy thing?
Well,
I know. Jesus,
right.
I can't believe I actually said that. I can't believe I said that. I'm sorry, Thomas.
Right now I'm talking to somebody who is a love of football, a love of boxing, a love of MMA. He's an amazing person all around I used to work with. And I'm trying to get him to either join us on the show or start his own show. And that was his
But what's the deal about this, Thomas? He actually was a starting quarterback at Paramount High School, was he not?
Oh, I'm actually talking about somebody else. That's the next topic.
Oh, that's another one? Oh, geez. Okay,
That's why I was trying to call you yesterday.
Yeah, I know, but I was being a little too prissy yesterday. I'm sorry, Thomas. I think I was on my way home, that's why, and it was just traffic was bad. But all right. We'll talk about that soon enough.
But I also have somebody who actually went to St. John Bosco, not Paramount. He was starting varsity quarterback. And he's very proud of the St. John Bosco Braves. They just made state championships for the first time ever this year. But this guy quarterbacked back when I was in high school many years ago. And still an amazing person. I'm trying to get him on air. Hopefully he's listening today. I told him to check it out. And we'll see what's going on from there.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be talking about that. Anything you want to go over, Thomas, before you make it into work? Because I know you're on your way there.
I'm on my way there. I'll hit one before I make it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put you back on mute right now. All right, then, Thomas. Thank you. All right, big dog. We're approaching the first hour. Sonny, do you have a program following?
I got it set up. There's still debate on how long I'm going to be on, but I'll be on for a little bit anyway.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. All right, I'm going to be watching the scoreboard, the switchboard. Big dog, I got to tell you, there's some nasty comments in the Los Angeles Times about the owner of the Los Angeles Lakers right now. If we don't have any of the baseball news, we'll go into the Lakers next. But go ahead. Where are we going?
Sounds good. I'd like to hear what those comments are.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lakers, of course, they're playing tomorrow, as I mentioned, at the top of the hour of this program. Now, there are two important – well, actually, there's more than two. But Jim Buss, maybe the worst sports executive ever, but you still got to admire what a truly amazing magician he is as he's turned the Lakers into the Clippers in less than a season and a half. Not even his closet rival, Matt Millen, could have done it that quickly, says Mark Lattman. Breaking news. Jim Buss is actually the son of Donald Sterling. Thank you, Scott Kozar of Chatsworth. A few years ago, I submitted an opinion that given the way Kobe was playing team ball, the ideal Lakers team would consist of Kobe and 11 mannequins from the Big and Tall store. I submit that the Lakers now have the ideal team, except, of course, for Kobe. Thank you, Glenn Valvoigrium of Santa Barbara. And, of course, why do the Laker fans keep bashing Mike D'Antoni and Mitch Kupchak for the team's performance? How would the Clippers do without Paul, Redick, Colson, and Crawford? Name one team that could lose all of its guards and still have a winning record. Imagine Jimmy Johnson coming in for a pit stop to replace all four tires, only to have the pit boss tell him that the four racing tires were flat, so they mounted four street tires instead. How would he do? Tom Moore from Torrance. Hey, Tom, do not compare that racer
with basketball, please. That guy's actually a winner. That's neither here nor there. Big Dog, they're ripping Laker management right now.
Yes, they are. Lakers are in a free fall. You know, it looks like ESPN may have had it right at the beginning of the season when they picked the Lakers to be, 12th or whatever, 8, 9, 10, yeah, 12th, which right now they're 13th in the standings. But in the one bright spot, and I have always said this from the very beginning since we started this show, the Lakers can go 2-80. Two wins and 80 losses, as long as those damn two wins are against the Celtics. And they got one of them last night. We came from behind. We came from behind. We were down, 7 or 8 points with about 3.5, 4 minutes left, and they actually pulled together. I will give the Lakers this. No matter who they're playing, they always seem to make a game of it. I mean, they don't have the closer. They don't have the Kobe Bryant, to take those clutch shots at the end, but they do make a game of it every single time. They weren't winning, but they were making a game of it. So the cohesiveness of the team is there. They just can't punch the ticket at the end of the day. But yesterday they did. They came back. They ruined Rondo's return, which was great. And, of course, anytime the Lakers beat the Celtics, excuse me, anytime the Lakers beat the Celtics is a great time. And as I said, even if they only win 2 games a year, you know, as long as those two are against the damn Celtics, that's all I really care about. So I got half of that so far. In February next month, hopefully they can take the home game.
Big Dog, Gasol,
yes,
had 24 points in leading the Lakers. He was 9-15 for shooting.
Yes.
He played in 35 minutes. He was 6-8 from the free throw line. And he even actually had one offensive rebound, 13 total and 6 assists, and apparently no personal fouls. The big man did very well last night.
What, you mean he got more than 3 inches off the ground? Jeez, that's impressive.
he's been putting up a string of games now where he's actually earning his money. The last probably about 4 games or so, he's turned it on for whatever reason. And he seems to be hopefully taking the team on his shoulders. Still no return on Kobe. His knee is going to be reevaluated. Kobe says that he didn't put it in quite those words. I'm paraphrasing, but even though the Lakers are playing badly, he says he does not plan on sitting out the entire season. He plans on coming back this season. Still no word on Steve Nash and that neck problem that he has in his nerves. In his neck, and Steve Blake is on the mend, also along with Jordan Farmar. Now, you know, pretty much all our guards are gone from the beginning of the season. So, you know, we're making a ragtag team right now, and, you know, as I said, the team cohesiveness is there. It's just that we just can't, at the end of the game, just don't have enough left in the tank to punch the lights out on someone else. So, we'll see. It looks like we are going to be in the lottery, which is not something I am used to, something I don't like, you know, but we are farther and farther away from the number 8 spot right now. We're 7.5 games out of the playoffs right now, and it doesn't look anything like it's going to be anything easier. I mean, we have Memphis and Denver and Minnesota, along with New Orleans, ahead of us. I don't see us jumping over all those
lottery.
Guys.
Better not win the lottery. They'll call conspiracy all day long. They'll call conspiracy all day long up on the Lakers if they win that freaking lottery.
If we win the lottery, you're going to be the first one to be called Conspiracy Couch.
Yep.
Well, Sonny, I have to admit, I took a page out of your conspiracy stuff because the minute a fire broke out here in Southern California in Glendora, and I actually, for those of you that want to see them, you can head over to my Google Plus page. I have lots of images there. I actually, unfortunately, had a rather good view, and my pictures are from almost the very beginning. And I took them from the 5th floor of my building, and it was just the pictures as they were moving on got worse and worse. But, again, all of a sudden, massive forest fire, and it's right in the LA City area, and it didn't even take a day before the governor said, oh, massive drought, we better cut back. So, folks, you know what that means. Forest fires, massive drought, your water bill is going up. Hey, big dog, better start saving up on the Wawa, baby.
Well, that's L.A. County, though. Well, I'm not in L.A. County anymore.
Oh, no. I'm sorry you missed this, big dog. This
is
a statewide? This was a California issue. I know you missed Governor Moonbeam's announcement, but he went ahead and said, California is hurting.
That's a drought.
Yes.
That's a drought. Your bill go up.
Yeah, we get a fire, and the minute the first fire took place, everyone says we're in a drought. So our water bill is going up, folks. So hold on to your pantalones. Save your Wawa. All right, folks, we're well into our second hour. We're doing very well. Of course, we are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We wake you up, and then, of course, the couch potato, the hardest. Sorry. The hardest working man in sports takes over, and it is a glorious Saturday morning. Matt Alvarez, of course, is in the chat room. He is a host of the Sports Opinion Show with Matt Alvarez on Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, a star of our Friday programs, no doubt about it. He covers it all, folks, specializing in MMA and wrestling. A lot of good stuff. And can't wait for to see what we're going to be doing with the couch potato. But any other news, big dog, you want to get to? Because I already have gridiron picks for the games on Sunday.
Well, actually, I wanted to get your opinion on your thoughts on the Lakers and what's been going on.
The Lakers? Big dog,
yeah, they
I haven't followed.
No, they suck. He's in favor.
No. That was a knee-jerk reaction. I've been following the Lakers this year more than I probably ever do, especially for a losing team. And I've been noticing that, I guess, the first quarter score, second quarter score, third quarter score, the Lakers have been in most games. So I will agree with them. That's kind of nice to know that they are making a game of it. But when they got blown out by the Clippers, oh, that just sucked. I didn't want to hear it from Darlene. Oh, Darlene was unbearable that day.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was a revenge game because, remember, we took them out the first game of the season. And that one wasn't close either. We blew them out the first game of the season. So it's 1-1 right now. There's still no, much as I hate to say it, I mean, the Clippers will have a better record than the Lakers. I mean, that's a foregone conclusion.
Speaking of foregone conclusions, ladies and gentlemen, big dog, Matt Alvarez needs for me to make this clear, and I agree with you, Matt. This is what keeps us all with NDB Media. Matt says, Roger, don't tell the world I cover it all. I don't want golf lovers coming in because I don't cover golf, says sorry. Matt, we love you, buddy, because we don't give a flying F about golf either. So we're on the same page. All right. There you go, folks. We report on golf every now and then just to make Terry happy, but otherwise we don't give a damn about golf. Do we, big dog?
Not really. Tiger doesn't win anymore, so we really don't care.
Yeah, but now if Michelle Wee continues to dress the way she dressed, yeah, we'll watch from time to time, but she's becoming a spoiled little brat. But whenever there are cute girls on the golf course, we're watching. We will say that clearly. There's no doubt about that. Fuck, Sonny. No? No, Sonny?
Sonny's watching golf right now.
Oh, man. I hope he has a good shot then for the golf game. Anyway, all right, big dog. Where are we going to next? You know, big dog,
wherever you would like.
I want to refill my coffee. That's going to take me about 2 minutes. May I hand you the reins? You willing to take over?
Sure, I'll go through the NBA standings right now since we're about halfway through. So go ahead and go get your cup of joe. Excuse me. All right, guys, in the Eastern Conference, as I said, we're about halfway through the season right now. everything's shaping up. This is probably not going to change too much other than the bottom tier teams, maybe 6, 7, and 8 all the way on both sides. In the Eastern Conference, in the number one position, you have the Indiana Pacers at 31-7, followed by Miami at 28-11, followed by Toronto, 20-18, Atlanta is 20-19, the Washington team is 19-19. From there, this is why we call the East the weak conference, because Chicago is in the sixth position at 18-20. The Nets, who are having a horrible season at 16-22, are actually in the playoffs at the number seven position, followed by Charlotte at 17-24. Rounding out the rest of the conference is Detroit at 16-23, Cleveland at 15-25, the New York Knicks having a horrible season when they, at the beginning of the season, had aspirations of actually possibly contending for the championship. And they sucked this year at 15-25. The hated Boston Celtics are a worse team than we are, so I'm happy about that also. They are 14-27, followed by Philadelphia at 13-26. Orlando is 10-30, and the worst team in all of basketball is the Milwaukee Bucks at 7 wins and 31 losses already. In the Western Conference, sitting on top, as they always do, as Pops is probably the best coach in all of basketball, his San Antonio Spurs are number one, once again, at 31-9. But right behind him, the Portland Trail Blazers, probably the surprise of the season, one of the big surprises of the season. They are actually in second place, only a half game behind, excuse me, at 30-9, followed by the Thunder at 30-10, followed by the Clips at 28-13. Houston, of course, with James Harden and crybaby Dwight Howard, are in the fifth position at 26-15, followed by Golden State, 25-16. Dallas, having a surprising season, nice little turnaround. They are in the seventh spot at 24-17. And the real big surprise of the season is the Phoenix Suns. We thought we were going to be tanking to try and get the number to try and get a good lottery position. They are actually in the number eight spot at 22-17. They are they are two games actually ahead of Memphis, who's the number nine. Memphis is 20-19. Denver is 20-19 also, followed by Minnesota at 18-21. New Orleans at 15-23. My Los Angeles Lakers are 15-25, followed by Sacramento at 14-24, and in last place in the Western Conference, the Utah Jazz at 14-27. So there you have it, guys. As I said, pretty much the way it's going to be as far as the top four teams are concerned on both conferences. Usually 7 and 8 is where you're going to be starting to have that little battle, so we'll be going from there. On that one, I'm not sure if Scorekeeper is back yet. Scorekeeper, you back yet? I guess Scorekeeper is not back yet. All right. Sonny, are you there? Sonny's not there either. Okay. Cool. Sorry, guys. His cough is just will not go away. Yesterday scores for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Knicks 109-95. Charlotte beat Orlando 111-101. Miami trounced on Philadelphia 101-86. Toronto beat Minnesota 94-89. Washington beat Chicago 96-93. Utah beat Detroit 110-89. Memphis squeaked one out against Sacramento in Memphis 91-90. Portland beat San Antonio to pull that within that half game 109-100. Cleveland beat Denver 117-109. Dallas beat Phoenix 110-107. And a game career best by Kevin Durant had 54 points in the win as Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Golden State Warriors 127-121 in another exciting shootout. This year, I believe it is the Thunder with two wins, Golden State with one. Very exciting game. This is going to be great if they can play each other in the playoffs. Whatever round it'll be, it'll be great. This will be the one to watch, guys. But and of course, the big win for me was LA. My Lakers beat the Boston Celtics in Boston, 107-104.
Well, I want to thank you, Big Dog, for covering. I know Thomas wants in. He clicked one, so let's go over to Thomas.
I just wanted to pose an interesting thought. We've been talking about lottery and everything else. Do you think, scorekeeper, Jim Buss may be playing a bigger picture game where Lakers start tanking on purpose? Maybe he's telling Kobe, hey, take a break, sit down, relax a little bit, save some energy, give me another year, and we'll put something together a little bit better for you. Maybe we'll get Phil Jackson back. You know, do you think he's trying to bide his time?
You presuppose that Buss is actually smart. And, folks, I got to tell you, when Jerry Buss had his and the fruit fell from this tree, it rolled down the hill, and that fruit is still rolling. And I emphasize it's a fruit. I got to tell you, he is not the sharpest tool in the shed. Big Dog, would you rather have...
What if Jeannie is really calling some shots in the long picture?
If she's really calling the shots, I would do for that. I just don't know if she's really calling the shots. Big Dog, enlighten me on that. Who's running the program?
It's supposed to be a 50-50 thing. You know, she's on the business side. Okay. You muted me up. Okay.
No, Big Dog, you're back. I apologize. The button.
Yeah, he,
sorry. Go ahead.
She is the business side of it. He's the basketball side. I agree with you. I do not think Jim is smart enough to think about the big picture in that scenario. Although, if the Lakers get a great lottery pick and, you know, conspiracies will abound like crazy if they get the number one pick, everyone, of course, will call, you know, Jim Buss a genius and this is what he had planned all along, so on and so forth. He doesn't have the smarts for a guy. He doesn't listen to the people around him. He loves being the villain. He loves being vilified. He wants to do what he wants, and he's trying to prove it, and by doing so, he is destroying the team. We've talked about this in the past. He wants to prove everyone that he's as good as his dad, and it doesn't even compare. And he's not even close to being what Jeannie is. Jeannie should have been the one in charge of the Lakers, period. But she is doing what her father's wishes were, which was to have the family run the business. Unfortunately, Jim is running the business into the ground, and I think Jeannie is trying to scramble to make sure the money keeps coming in. You know, that the Lakers are able to afford possibly one, maybe even two superstars next year, and that's why we're picking up the guys that we're picking up. They're all one-year contract guys and not spending a lot of money. So, you know, I'll give her that part of it. You know, she has seen the bigger picture as far as getting free agents are concerned. But as far as us tanking, that's not going to happen. That's not the Laker way. That's not the way Kobe is made. He is in the mold of Michael Jordan back in the day when Jordan broke his foot and they told him to sit down and you know, we'll miss the playoffs. And Jordan came back and pushed the Bulls into the playoffs. I'm not saying that's what Kobe's going to do because we're too far behind, but Kobe's not going to be one to sit out just because Buss wants to get a better chance at a pick. That's not who Kobe is.
Speaking of such things, I'm going to bring Thomas back on with us. I had to mute him real quick. That's why I accidentally muted you, Big Dog. But bringing him back. Hey, Big Dog, the studio's pretty damn cold, isn't it?
Yes.
That was very loud, Thomas. I had to put you back on mute. But I do want to thank Thomas right away. I'm going to take a picture of it. Thomas, for my birthday, I thought it was very ironic. He gave me an Angels jacket. I've never had an Angels jacket in my life. It is a beautiful black and gray Letterman's jacket, California Angels, and it has the one from the Disney era. And I'm actually wearing it this morning with my gloves because it's so damn cold in the studio. I wanted to give him my public thanks. It is a beautiful jacket. I'm going to take a picture of it. But you can't buy these anymore because they have the Angel logo from the Disney era. And I'm going to see, hopefully, Thomas, the sound isn't too bad in the background. But, oh, there it is. Perfect.
I got fire trucks and dogs barking.
Yeah, I just noticed a bus farted right now. Was that the loud noise?
Yeah, that was the fire truck.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go, folks. Thomas, my public thanks. I'm wearing the jacket right now because it is so damn cold in the studio right now.
That's awesome. I'm glad you're getting some use out of it, man.
Yeah, I think I've only used it twice, buddy. It's in the closet. I'm trying to take care of it because I destroyed the other Dodgers jacket, the Jackie Robinson. A big dog. I didn't care for that one, did I?
Well, that was a beautiful jacket, though.
Yeah, we still have it, and I hope to be able to fix it one of these days because the body of the jacket is fine. It's just the sleeves on one side. Something happened to it. And, of course, Big Dog and Thomas say, well, I can tell you exactly what happened to it. You didn't take care of it, you dumb bastard. I mean, that's exactly what it was. So, yeah. Folks, I know we're going to get into football real quick. I'm going to go over some of the picks. We have two big games. I went 2-2 this weekend, guys. I don't know. Thomas, how'd you do? You went 3-1, huh?
I went 3-1 only because I hate the Seahawks and I wanted to see them lose. Unfortunately, they didn't. and they're going to be tough, man. They're going to be tough.
Well, Gridiron Girl is listening to all of the programs, so that's great. She knows I'm after her big time. She knows, and this is the closest I'm ever going to get. I'm going to say, yeah, she knows I want her big time. So here it is, Sonia. Oh, everyone. Yeah. Thomas, who are your picks for this Sunday's game? And guys in the chat room, let's hear them. Who are your picks? Because Gridiron Girl is going with, and let me see, I have it right here. She's going with Denver. Oh, and she's going with the Seahawks, dude.
Yeah, I figured. Honestly, that's the smart choice. Denver and Seahawks is the smart choice for football. However, I am a 49er fan, so I choose the 49ers, and I think it'd be a heck of a lot more fun to beat the Patriots than it would be to beat the Broncos. So, I mean, I hate Tom Brady as much as I love the Niners, so I would like to beat them in the Super Bowl. I would like to see his contract with the devil expire, and I want to see him sucked into the ground after they lose.
Big Dog, who are your picks for this weekend?
I'm going with a home and a away team, so I'm actually going to take the Denver Broncos against New England, and I will take the San Francisco 49ers against the Seahawks, only because I hate the Seahawks. It's probably going to be a more intense game, I believe, than the Denver Patriots game because it is so hard to win up in Seattle. Like I said, I dislike the Seahawks. I dislike Pete Carroll. So I'm going to go with the Niners on this one. Kaepernick's really going to have to step up his game. And he's just going to – can't make any mistakes in this game. On the opposite side, the Denver-New England game, that one is just going to be a good old-fashioned shootout. It's going to be Brady versus Manning once again to see who's going to go to the Super Bowl. So that is going to be an intriguing game, but I think Denver can pull it out at home.
Folks, I'm going to go with the Big Dog all the way, and I think I'm going to go with Thomas as well. I don't know what you guys are going for in the chat room. Gridiron Girl, I'm sorry I'm going against you, but I agree. I agree with what Thomas said. That's a smart pick, and I don't like going against you, but, you know, as history has shown, there's a lot of fun in going against you. But Gridiron Girl, you were you perfect last weekend? Oh, God, I don't remember. I announced her picks, but I'm going to have to see. But, yeah, she knows her football, and Matt says Denver will win and Seattle will win. And he says he hates the 49ers. He's a Raiders fan. Well, go figure. Matt, thanks for putting it out there. I'm going to go with Denver, and I am going to go with the 49ers, baby.
Why? Because it just feels right.
Sorry.
It just does.
So all games are tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. And Gridiron Grill, can't wait to have you on the program. You know you want to. Come on, come on, come on. Join us. But she does complain about us being awake at 6 a.m. in the morning. So, hell, Thomas woke up early. So, how you feeling, big dog? I wasn't able to get a hold of you yesterday and this morning. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing okay. I'm a bit tired. I had a 5.5-hour drive for work, so that was a little bit tiring. Five and a half hours going, 5.5 hours coming.
Now, you went to Arizona, did you not?
Yes, we were in Fort Mojave, and we stayed in Laughlin.
Man, this is a weekend that I could have done the nasty. Damn it! Gosh, son of a... Man!
Talk about bad timing. I knew it was this weekend, but that's neither here nor there.
All right, well, damn! Missed opportunities, folks. But, hey, it is what it is. How was it out there in Arizona, dude?
It was nice. The weather was okay. It was a little bit windy. I had never been to Laughlin before. It's a nice little itty-bitty town, you know.
Really?
Yeah, about 1 or 2 mile strip of casinos. That's about it. Maybe about 8 or 10 casinos right along the river. And, you know, it was fine. It was interesting because we were staying in Laughlin, so, of course, it's California time. But as soon as we crossed over the river, because, I mean, it was littered on the river, so when you cross over the river, you're in Arizona, and, of course, they are an hour ahead because they do not do daylight savings time. So every time we crossed the bridge, you know, we had our phones kept adjusting themselves.
Oh, that's funny that they were able to do that. I understand that when we're in our summer mode, aren't we at the same time as Arizona or something like that?
Yes. Yeah, we're the same time as them when we're in spring mode, yeah, spring forward.
There you go. Now, Matt says it's an itty-bitty town. It is definitely an itty-bitty town. Want to welcome Zeke early this morning. Thank you for joining us. I don't know if he has any choices for the football games. Maybe he'll go ahead and list them right there. But, folks, we're down to about 30 minutes. Stuff is doing very, very well. Thomas is alluding to us that we may be having a few other people joining us very soon. And I'm looking forward to having the voices in my head get – I'm sorry, I mean the voices on NDB Media. It'd be nice if we have some other soul. But it looks like Cuervo's not going to be in today. I guess he's on duty because he hasn't called in. But, you know, he does like to make an entrance, so go figure. Big Dog, anything else you want to go over? We've got 30 minutes left.
Where's Cash Potato?
I don't know. I don't know. I think his wife called him to something. I have no idea. I'm going to bring Thomas
back in
before.
I know what it was. See, you know, you played that I'm So Sexy song. He's probably walking down the hallway with baby oil rubbed all in his chest trying to excite his wife.
Oh, shit. You actually did that to me. Oh. Go ahead, Thomas. You heard. Sonny Clark
is
walking down the hall with baby oil all over himself. Oh, my God.
In his Speedos.
In his Speedo?
Yeah.
Did I hear that right?
Yep.
Oh, man. That is definitely a sore for side eyes.
That was funny. That was good. Sore for side eyes. I like that. Well, the thing is, Thomas, that the big and I have unfortunately seen the couch potato in Speedos, and it's oh my Lord. Yeah.
Well, are you telling me you paid to see him in a Speedo?
No, we didn't even have that privilege. We had to pay we had to pay another price, huh there, big dog?
Yeah.
I just wish
that time that we saw him he wasn't wearing the Speedos backwards. That was the bad part.
You know, you've always contended it was backwards, and I don't know. All I know is that I was blinded because I wasn't able to drive back from Vegas. That's all I can say. Everyone remembers that one. That's the one where I took all the pictures to and from Vegas, folks. usually one of us drives there and then the other one drives back. But if you notice, I had pictures to and from because I was blinded on the way back. I couldn't drive. I was legally blind, folks. I think I qualified for disability for a short time. Yeah, it's pretty bad there. Folks, again.
Let me guess, he was wearing a Packers Speedo, right?
Oh, yeah! Yeah, Tomas, yeah! Dude, I went Spanish on you, okay? Let it go. Let it go. I have to deal with the big dog always bringing it back up, and now you? This is disgusting. But anyway, Couch Potato, we love you so much. We make fun of you behind your back. That's how much we love you.
Hey, so, you got to give him some respect. Sonny Clark, man, he's the only one of us to have made it on. Are you ready for this? ESPN Sports Center. He has made it on.
Yes, folks.
Roger, would you?
Yeah, Thomas, you're so right. If you've seen it, folks, on this Facebook page, the Couch Potato is on ESPN, folks. I don't know if you've seen it, but you should be paying attention. You are so right. Big Dog, have you noticed that?
Yes, I did. That was hilarious.
It was hilarious, but it was true, folks. You know, Sonny Clark and I spent a lot of time in conversation, as do the Big Dog and I, and Thomas and I are getting back into it, you know, the brain trust here. And we constantly realize that things that we say on air eventually gets repeated almost word for word. And it is annoying to us big time. We know people are listening, and they are flat out stealing our arguments and our quotes. I have been quoted remember Big Dog? Remember how I started the rumors about Barry Bonds signing the West Coast contract? Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. The Big Dog and I were doing a sports program. I don't know if Thomas doesn't know about this, but, oh, my God, it was hilarious because the Big Dog and I were in a punchy mood. We were being stupid, and we had just discovered the inside joke. So we were referring to the inside source for a while, and the sparkle hit both of us, and we announced, ladies and gentlemen, that while Barry Bonds is going through his case in San Francisco, the Yankees have two long-term trips to the West Coast. And if you look at the times of the court date and everything, the Yankees are now looking to sign Barry Bonds to a West Coast contract. And it was freaking hilarious because not 2 days later, it was reported on USA Today, ESPN, everywhere, that Barry Bonds, there were talks, rumors of him being signed by the Yankees for a West Coast deal. The Big Dog and I were just, remember that, dude? We couldn't believe that crap.
Yep.
That's how we knew people were actually listening to us. And it was reported, Sports Talk with the Guys. It was a rumor, damn it, we made it up. And the joke was, the Big Dog and I get inside information from all over the place, and something happened that I got breaking news, and the Big Dog motioned across from me, and he says, dude, where did you get that from? And I'm sitting across my desk, and Big Dog didn't know that I had made that up. So I just looked down, and I motioned down, and I looked up, and I said, from the inside source. So if you guys are getting the image, I just looked down, and I said, I'm getting it from the inside source. And that's why for years, how Big Dog, we've always said, we're getting it from the inside source. Not from a inside source, but from the inside source. So for those of you, now you know where we get our information up. I mean, where we get it from. We make it up. No, actually, I take it back. It comes from the inside source. Oh, Big Dog.
That's right. The inside source knows all.
Yes, indeed. And I got to tell you, it is funny what Sonny Clark is doing on his Facebook page.
he has had it with ESPN, so he has called them out on it, and that's why he is now on ESPN. Congratulations to Sonny Clark, and again, congratulations to the fact that he made the Minor League Hall of Fame. Let me see. Matt Alvarez says, I dare you guys to make another prediction on sports. Use the inside source. Ooh. Thomas, you want to
done
have
and
that?
Done.
Oh,
an inside right. source tells me that the 49ers are going to win the Super Bowl. Done.
Okay.
You know what? It's going to be fun, man. It really is. Getting back to football a little bit. I mean, the Niners and the Seahawks, that game's going to come down to errors. You know, who's going to screw up the most? Whose ego is going to get in the way? I think whoever has the stronger running game, Kaepernick with his play actions, Kaepernick with his read options, and Russell Wilson, just, I mean, he can't just rely on that long bomb. You know, I think he's going to be looking to make – I'm hoping that they don't try to make more of a point of, this is why I deserve to be here, instead of keeping their head in the game and just say, look, this needs to be done. You know, I don't need to throw that super long bomb to show off to the world. I need to hand it off, you know, inside and let my running back take the pull. You know, I think that's what that particular game comes down to. And like you guys were mentioning, you know, Patriots-Broncos, you know, it's hard to pick the Patriots, it really is, just, but I, like I said, I want to see him lose. But it is going to be the battle of the old guys, the veterans, you know, shooting it out, the old school gunslingers. And then, you know, Super Bowl is going to be, you know, rookie versus vet, pretty much, is what it sounds like to me.
Wow, Thomas, that is, wow, your insight source. That's really standing at attention right now. Congratulations. That was a confident insight source line. Big Dog, are you prepared to go that confident?
Yeah, the Lakers aren't going to make the playoffs.
You hit it. You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first. Okay, hold on. All right. Thomas was real. His insight source. Man, he's really standing at attention right now. Congratulations, dude. Let's see. Big Dog says the Lakers are not going to make the playoffs. I mean, I got to top that. The only thing I'm thinking of is Star Trek, and that's a cop-out right there. But what will the inside – what is the inside source – oh, the inside source is telling me that Maria Sharapova is going to make out with what's-her-face? The one that's with Enrique Iglesias? What's her name? I forget her name already. She was a Noriega girl, for goodness sakes. Oh, my God. What's the other tennis player that never won anything? What's his name?
The Russian.
Got a little...
Oh, I know.
The Norwegian girl. We use them, then we just forget them. Oh, my God. Well, you know, the one that was so beautiful, well, still is, she's dating Enrique Iglesias for 10 years and still not married.
Anna Kournikova.
Okay, the insight source says Maria Sharapova and Anna Kournikova are going to be caught making out in public. There you go.
You heard it here first.
And the insight source is really behind that one. Oh, no doubt about it, folks. No doubt about it. The insight source is clearly in approval of that one. So there you go. You heard it here first. Thomas?
Is the couch potato still here? Because his inside source is going to turn his Speedo brown.
Oh, that was bad. Yeah, probably will be. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've really gotten off the deep end on this one, but we're having a lot of fun this early in the morning. We want to thank our audience that listens to us every day. We're very thankful for everyone that does. We just love it. And thanks, guys. We are going to be getting a little more serious. It is the winter holidays. We're freezing our butts off, but there is a lot of stuff coming up. Pitchers and catchers report in less than 30 days. Oh, crap, Thomas. 30 days, baby.
Nice. All right, little piece of trivia. I'm going to name some athletes real quick, and you tell me whether or not in their respective sports have won 6 or more championships. We'll start easy,
okay,
and we'll get harder.
Okay, here we
only
go.
Only a couple.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay,
all right.
Chat room. Matt, hold on, Thomas. Matt and Zeke, get ready. Here's a question. Play along in the chat room, even though you're 30 seconds behind us. So we'll just make fun of you as you put your answers when we're on the third question. So go ahead.
All right, so just a couple names I'm going to throw out there. Six or more championships. I'll start easy. Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Very good. Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
Very good. Roger, this one's for you. If you don't get this one right, I'm going to disown you as a Yankee fan. Whitey Ford.
You mean the guy that won five in a row, they lost one, and then four in a row? Oh, wait, that's some. How many is that? Yes!
Very good. And it was six in a row, by the way.
Not five in a row.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
All right. Come on. All right. Let's see. Do I have another one? I'm going to say Magic Johnson.
Oh,
no.
Magic Johnson?
I would say
that's a goal also. I think he won five.
Yes. All right. I'm out. I got to get back to work, man. But thank you for playing along.
Robert Horry.
Robert Horry has six.
Huh?
Robert Horry has six, huh?
Robert Horry has seven.
Yeah, I was going to say
seven. You
have
more six.
Hey, guys, if there is a Hall of Fame for NDB Media, Robert Horry is in NDB Media's Hall of Fame. Big dog.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, Thomas, thanks for joining us again this early in the morning. You know, have a good day, and I hope to speak to you later on today. It's going to be a busy day for me. I already have appointments scheduled throughout the day, so I'm going to be busy. So all of you who try to contact me, get a life, okay? I'm busy. But I'll be free later on in the day, but it's all good, folks. Thomas, thank you.
Thanks for having me on, man. Talk to you later.
It's always a pleasure. Folks, there we go. That's Thomas the Dream Whitney. And, of course, he's calling from Southeast L.A. County, so it's good stuff. He's southwest of us now. That's odd. I used to look to my right. Remember Big Dog and point in that direction?
Yep.
Now I point to my left and point way over there. So it's good. Thanks, Thomas, for joining us. Big Dog, we still have quite a bit of time left over. Where do you want to go, pal?
I'll let you lead the way.
We've talked some basketball, we've talked some baseball quite a bit, even a tiny bit of football. There was some NASCAR news that I wanted to get to, guys. Apparently, the Chase, they're going to be changing up the stuff, and it's going to be rather interesting where I think they're going to start whittling down the points. And you're going to have to forgive me on this, folks, because it did show up at the last minute. But they're going to tweak the point thing, because I wonder why, right? Because what happened this last year, huh? The Chase.
Well, yeah, that was a big old thing with the collusion to get to keep Jeff Gordon out of the Chase, and of course he did not complain about it, but they put him in the Chase, and of course now NASCAR is talking about expanding the Chase from 12 to 16. So they want to open up to the top 16 guys instead of the top 12 guys. So we'll see how that works.
Well, they want to do that, but Big Dog, what do they want to do with the points? Because I understand that it's really more about winning now, that they're going to increase it even more so. Am I mistaken on that?
That part I haven't seen anything on, so I'm not really quite sure on that one. Let me look at maybe I can find something real quick. But I haven't heard about the point yet.
Okay, fair enough, folks. Maybe it was a bastardization. I just didn't read it very well. But I understand the whole thing with NASCAR is you got to win to get points. We're going to be learning some stuff down the road. I can't wait. I'm going to do my best this year to make it to Sonoma. I want to make that race. I know that we're going to go for NASCAR. I don't think we're going to make the Formula One, but to tell the truth, if we can make one or the other, that's going to be absolutely awesome. I'm hoping to do that. I'm hoping to take the family up there. I've been wanting to make Sonoma forever. Folks, you may not be NASCAR fans, you may not be Formula One car fans, but I got to tell you that I absolutely adore the race course. And Solomon Walters, our friend here in the DB Media, he'll tell you too, it's one of the best courses because Big Dog, what are they doing NASCAR all the time? What are they doing?
They go left. All
they go left, folks. And in Sonoma, or at Sonoma, they don't go left as often, and that is really cool. And but what do they call it? They call it a road course, right?
Yes, they call it the road course, yes.
I don't know about you,
and
Big Dog. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and of course, for those type of races, they all race a different type of car, because those who know or don't know, the cars that race on the oval tracks are specifically made for an oval track. They actually lean towards the left, and they're about an inch or two off the ground. That's how close, so for wind resistance. So in a road race, as they call it, where they're going left and right, they have to use a regular car or different type of suspension and such, because the car can, of course, be leaning to the left, because you're not just going left.
Big Dog, I did not know that, and I like that. Matt says, I've never been to a NASCAR event, just like seeing it on TV. Yeah, I tell you, same thing. Caspertino says, I went to Vegas, I saw more people than the race. It was more interesting. Oh, that's funny. Caspertino, I believe you are on with us again. Join us, please.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I had you in my ear the whole time. We had some kid issues getting them ready for competitions and stuff like that, making sure they got their food and all that good stuff.
Oh, my God. So you heard us talking about
domesticated couch.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, domesticated couch.
So, Couch, you heard my commentary about being oiled up?
Yes, I did. I did, and I got a nice little laugh out of that. That was pretty funny. And matter of fact, I was walking around the house. I was saying to myself, "Oh, that's one that you got to write down the time." Being oiled up. That's
But did you notice that even Thomas took a shot at you, which was hilarious?
Yes, I know. I know. It's okay. I'm cool with it.
That was funny. Sonny, if we ever do something again in Vegas, I got to tell you, Thomas will be joining us. He's a good kid. He's a good kid. And
heck, Lenny
really
Elnick was just out in Vegas.
I know. I caught that like a little too late. I was like, well, thanks for letting me know, Lydia. I would have called you when no one. He put a post on Facebook. Apparently no one called in at the time.
Yep.
Did you catch that one? I was like, oh,
I did catch that, and I called in, but he was talking baseball, and I was like, I feel stupid. I don't feel like I know baseball until after spring training and about after the first month.
Wow, that's cool. That's funny. I got to tell you that a plan with NDB Media, that's code for Rogers Thinking, a plan for NDB Media this year is going to be opening up a weekly program on NDB Media, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we're going to be doing baseball all week since we have the slots available to us. And it looks like we already have two Mets programs scheduled. We also have a Florida Marlins schedule. And I'm going to be hitting up the Big Dog to maybe bring back Monday night sports again, where we will be covering the Dodgers and the Angels. And I'm liking that concept. So it looks like we're going to be heavy on baseball this year, and we're going to be talking about our teams. So no general baseball programs, but it's looking good, folks. I'm really liking it. Two Mets teams, the Marlins, and looks like the Dodgers and the Angels. And who knows, maybe we'll have one for Texas. Or Chicago, I don't know.
Listen to you.
Silence. Did you hear that, Big Dog? Silence.
Texas.
That was fun.
Heck, I'm even choking over him. Although I kind of like the Prince Fielder pickup for Ian Kinsler. I thought that was a pretty good pickup for him.
Really? You're good with the Prince Fielder one?
Absolutely. I mean, geez, Ian Kinsler is going to miss about 60 days, you know, for stubbing his toe. So, you know, and at least Prince Fielder don't have to move too much at first base, you know. And all he has to do is just run around the base when he hits a home run. So, you know, it's a lot better. At least they're going to get more I think they'll get more productivity from Prince Fielder than they would Ian Kinsler.
I think the reason why they got rid of Prince Fielder is because they realized they took on too much money. Because they picked up Fielder when their catcher, Martinez, went down. And now that their catcher's back, I think they're in a better shape. And that's probably why they got rid of him now. Because it's pretty heavy bat. They're clogged up at first base, I mean, significantly. They have, like, three candidates. Well, they had three candidates for first base. Forget about the DH. I was genuinely surprised by that trade, Sonny. I don't know about you, Big Dog, but they had just signed Cecil Fielder, and he was in the second year of the contract, if I'm not mistaken. And then they got rid of him. What were your thoughts on
Prince
that?
Fielder.
You mean Prince Fielder?
Yeah.
Oh, ha-ha.
He said
Cecil Fielder again.
You're going back to your old school days there, Miss Scorekeeper.
Yeah, no kidding. I was genuinely surprised also at the trade. I think it was a good pickup by the Rangers, though. And I agree with you absolutely, Scorekeeper. Detroit realized they took on just too much money, and he was the tradable commodity. So you know he had to, you know, they knew they could get some good return for him. So that's why they shipped him out. But I agree. I think it's going to be great. They're going to have a steady bat. You know, they're going to, you know, someone to jack the homers once Hamilton left, and they won't have the drama that they had with Josh Hamilton. You know, unfortunately, he's on the Angels. You know, and all that drama came with him. So and he did not produce. So now you have Pujols and Hamilton not producing for the Angels, but Fielder though should have a refreshed outlook on everything since he's with the new team that contends almost every single year, you know, for the playoffs. So I think he'll do very well. I think in Texas if he can stand the heat during the summertime.
Hey, Matt, the Insight Source just woke up, and I have a prediction for you. I just got it from the Insight Source. So it's not actually a prediction. I may have breaking news for you, and I'm going to be laughed at by everyone. But I'm going to go on a limb here, and I'm going to tell you that every long-term deal that was signed in the history of baseball will always reference this long-term deal. And I'm sorry to say with the Angels, but I think the Angels have the albatross of albatrosses. I'm going to go out on a limb here, guys, and I'm going to say that we're never, ever, ever going to see anything out of Albert Pujols. Your thoughts on that, Sonny, and then the Big Dog?
Well, I don't know. Albert Pujols, that's been the story, right? He can't keep him healthy. He's not producing like we expected to after we put out the money. I mean, it's been the story, and it's been a side story. And it's quite interesting. I was just talking the other day with the head coach of the Green Axeman of the IFL, and what you got to kind of do is you got to weigh what you got going on your team compared to, you know, what he brings to the team. And what he brings to the team normally is the bat. But sooner or later, the Angels are going to have to realize that they definitely dug a bad hole, and that hole they might not be able to be dug out. They might just be stuck with that whole situation because guess what? I don't think anybody right now in Major League Baseball is going to take a leap with that kind of money going on. If they did get rid of him, they're going to have to eat probably a good 80% of that contract, or no one else is going to take it.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's going to bother to take it down the road.
Big Dog, do you want to share some comments on that? I mean, the scorekeeper is really being stupid, dude. He's going out there and saying that this is, yeah, we're never going to see anything out of, what the hell is his name again? Yeah, the first baseman.
Albert Pujols.
I was going to say Stetson Fielder. Prince Albert.
The contract, Albert Pujols. I agree. We're not going to see the numbers that you saw from him in St. Louis. He'll have somewhat of a comeback. I'm not even sure if it's going to be this coming year, but I think maybe by the following season, he'll have a little bit better than pedestrian numbers. But you're right. We're not going to see he's not going to come anywhere close to fulfilling the contract that the Angels thought he was going to be able to do. And just like Sonny said, if he were to get traded, the Angels are going to have to eat at least 70 to 80% of that contract just to get rid of him. And even with that, I don't think anybody's going to want to take him. You know, because even at 80%, you're still going to end up paying him $10, $15 million. I mean, the guy's making, what is he making, $28 million, $27 million, something like that a year? And he's not coming close to producing. You know, and on top of that, we have Josh Hamilton, another contract that we're going to end up having to eat most of also. So the Angels, you know, Artie Moreno wanted to make a big splash by signing these guys to these long-term, you know, $100 million contracts, and it's going to bite them in the butt in the next 2 to 3 years because, as we all know, these long-term contracts, 5 to 7 years or longer, in Pujols' case, 10 years, you know, your first 5, 6 years are productive and those last 3 to 4 or 5 years are not. So it's going to be horrible for the Angels in about 3 to 4 years with all these contracts that they're not going to be able to do anything with.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for the Angels, and I hope it's not going to be that way, but hey, we're going to see. Matt Alvarez says, I'm going to leave soon to Hometown Buffet for breakfast. Get there, Matt. Get there now. Go and have breakfast, dude. Fill up that little stomach of yours. And I guess there's going to be something tonight, a wrestling show. Are you familiar with this, Big Dog?
Not in Northern California. I didn't follow the Northern California ones.
Oh,
but
there's
probably
sorry.
Some pretty independent ones.
Okay. Well, that's fair, I guess. Well, there you go.
I did want to get your comments real quick before. Were you surprised that the Yankees released Vernon Wells?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I'm not. They already have enough outfielders. They were going to have to do something anyway. And I'm glad they got rid of them because they made it a lot easier. But there you go, folks. We just lost the couch potato. We're about a minute and a half. We're going to finish up this program, and we're going to head on over to the couch potato. We want to thank everyone that joined us this early in the morning. Big Dog, thank you. Of course, Sonny Clark, Thomas, everyone in the chat room, Matt Alvarez, Clifford Veer. Every time I see Cliff, I think of that red dog, you know, from the cartoons. Remember that? Remember Clifford? Yeah. It's just, no, I think of that, you know, that big dog, but it's all right. Hey, it's a lot worse than when people call me Richard instead of Roger. You guys all know that story. Folks, thank you. NDB Sports on Twitter. And, of course, Sports Talk with the Guys on Facebook. And head on over to ndbmedia.net. as well as facebook.com/NDB Media. We'll see you guys over on the Couch Potato. We're doing it now.
Peace!
We are out of here.